is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Italy. Italy in the virus. Italy in recovery. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation. He works in Genoa, he lives in Milano, and he travels the Italian peninsula, reporting now on Omicron, the dominant variant that has swept around the world. And what does it mean for Italy that's gone through the very tragic Alpha, the equally challenging Delta, and is now living with Omicron as we are here in the United States? A very good evening to you, Lorenzo. Thank you for this. There is news from Italy. The government has a response to Omicron. What is it indicating now that must happen for Italian citizens? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Let me say Happy New Year to everybody. This is the first time that we are talking to each other in 2022, which I hope will be the year when the pandemic will disappear definitely. But apart from that, there was an important decision made by the government, as you said, just a couple of days ago during the Prime Minister cabinet. Unanimously, they decided to introduce the Super Green Pass, as it has been called, compulsory to all the Italians who are above 50 years old. This is an important decision, the first country in Europe that have taken such a decision, which will be, let's say, in place starting from next 15th of January. What does it mean that? That all the Italians that have 50, above 50 years old, if they want to go to work, they have to go with the Super Green Pass, so showing that they have got at least two doses of vaccine. Otherwise, they can stay home. They don't lose their job, but they will not be paid. This is an important measure taken to make pressure on the Italian to go for vaccination. We have still something like 4 million of Italians that are not vaccinated. Also, the vaccination rate in Italy is pretty high, because I can tell you that at least almost 89% of the Italian people over 12 years old have now at least one dose of vaccine. If we are talking about two doses of vaccine that allow you to have the Super Green Pass, this percentage is 86 years old. The government introduced also another measure, very important. If you want to go on public transportation, so not only on the let's say high-speed train, long journey travel, but also on public transportation in the city, taking the metro, you have to bring with you the Green Pass. Otherwise, you cannot go on. This is another important measure that should limit, let's say, the freedom to a certain extent of those Italians that have not decided to go for vaccine.
In intensive care, do you have an indication of who is in intensive care between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated?
Well, I can tell you, John, that Omicron is now hitting very much Italy, as it is, let's say, creating a lot of critical situation in all other European countries. In our country, Omicron came later than the other, likely because the vaccination rate was much better than the other country. And in the hospitalization, we have now an increasing number of hospitalization day by day. The situation is getting more critical over the last 2 days, particularly in Naples, in the south of Italy, and also in a few towns here in the north of Italy. I can tell you that for intensive therapy, the statistics tell that above 70% of those that need intensive therapy are not vaccinated. Just below 30% are people that got the vaccine. So the vaccine is important, no doubt on that. And this is why Italy is better than the other countries, because we have a vaccination rate much higher than Germany, France, Denmark, UK, and so on. But unfortunately, it's not enough. You need always to take prudency wearing the mask, and now is compulsory wearing the mask outdoor across all the Italian territory, and clean the hands every time there is a need for doing this. These are important measures to reduce the risk to take Omicron, which is really impressive in terms of a contagious rate, because I see the number that have grown, let's say, after Christmas, let's say a few days before the end of the year, and this first week, the number have increased quite a lot in terms of new contagious. The most of them have no symptoms, right, but there are some that have a lot of symptoms.
The super green pass, when someone challenges or asks, have you been vaccinated? How does the super green pass work? You show something, and how do they validate that you've been vaccinated?
Oh, thanks for this question. It's very important to tell you that the system works very well. You know, I'm an engineer, so I can speak with some knowledge on that. We have a QR code that you can carry on the paper, but you can download on your mobile phone, and you can show to those that control that you have a valid green pass. And the control is made by the authorities, also by the operator in the restaurants, in the hotels, in those places where the green pass is needed. Next time, also in the place of work, you show the QR code. The QR code is read by another mobile device that has an app to do such a checking. If the green pass is valid, you have a green color on the mobile device of the people that controls the validity. Otherwise, it shows a red color, and of course, that means that the green pass is not valid. It works pretty well. On your QR code, you have below, on my mobile, I have the QR code in the first landing page, and then I can press more details, and the details show you when you got the various doses of vaccine, what type in terms of timing, date, and so on, where, and also the type of vaccine that you got, whether it is a Pfizer, Moderna, and so on. So it works pretty well. It's a very powerful system that is very helpful in order to keep the situation to a certain extent controlled.
Life in
and
the
easy
street.
To be used by everybody.
Life in the streets. We have a minute, Lorenzo. Life in the streets. Are there many people on the sidewalks? Are there many cars driving around, or are people staying home?
Well, I can tell you that across the Christmas time, I was going around, and there were very few people, even not very many in the restaurant. This was in the countryside, but normally there are more people. I'm used to see more people because there is always this, let's say, anxiety about what is going on in terms of increased number of contagious. Right now, I was walking in Milan in the area, and it was pretty busy with the car, busy with the people. Not very many doing shopping, but yesterday, for example, it was holiday, there were the first bargain, and there were people queuing outside the shop, because, you know, even the number of people that can enter into the shop is limited. So to a certain extent, life goes on.
Life goes
but,
on.
But not so much as in the normal time.
The Green Pass mandate for people over 50 will continue until June 15th of 2022. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Milano. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.